This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Call us a wise manager once called us a tough league when a guy has a good day and sits out the next. I think that was you. Yeah, Brandon Nimmo had 9 RBIs yesterday. He's sitting out today. Is this just a day for him?
Matchup? No, he's not feeling good. Okay. That's the only reason why. I don't know that any manager after a game like that will sit one of his starts the next day. Unfortunately, calling today, he's pretty sick, you know. Not being able to eat much, pretty weak, a lot of body aches. He's going to come in, get an IV, and see where we are during the game. Hopefully, he's available, but so right now, he's in rough shape.
This is kind of a sneaky, tough stretch in a way where it's come home for three, go right back out on the road, and there's not really much time to get an off day. So has this been tricky for you to just find these moments for getting guys off their feet here?
Yeah, but when you're, situations like this present itself, it's, you got no choice, but, they got to be down, And right now we've got few guys, and it's been going on for the last week or so where, a couple of them is been hit harder than others. Some of them are playing through it. But there's a couple of them where, it's pretty bad. And that's the case with Brandon here. So hopefully he feels better as the day progresses here, and we'll go from there. But, yeah, when you're, 13 game in a row, you just got to piece it together, and that's why you got to use the whole roster.
Here come the Arizona Diamondbacks, who are playing, of course, in that really tough NL West, but they're hitting really, really well. What are you seeing from these guys so far?
Yeah, they can hit. They got guys that can do a lot of different things. Carroll, Perdomo at the top, especially from the right side. Suarez, even though he's not hitting for average, we saw a four-homer game the other day. Smith, there's a lot to like about that offense. Power, speed, they're going to push the envelope. It's kind of like the Nationals team where they're going to try to be aggressive and take the extra bases. They got righties. They got lefties. It's a good team.
And Eduardo Rodriguez is getting the start today. Tough lefty. I know that you've seen him a little bit in the American League over the years, so what do you know about his stuff?
Yeah, probably a few years ago he was throwing a lot harder. But command is, what makes him special. This is a guy that can command the baseball in and out, got a lot of movement, whether it's with the sinker, the cutter, the changeup. Pitch ability type guy nowadays. Been in the league for a long time. We got to put together a good game plan and go out there and execute.
I think it's public now that you guys have signed Brooks Raley, and I know that lefty is kind of a big topic now. A.J. Minter's been hurt. So I'll ask about A.J. first. Have you heard anything new about the prognosis there?
No. We're dealing with a pretty significant injury. And so he's right now talking to multiple people, and we got to wait. It's hard for me to sit here and speculate, but all we know right now is a pretty significant injury.
And then on really, what kind of outlook do you have for him for this year, knowing that you might need a lefty down the stretch?
Yeah, that's why we went out there and got him. This is a guy that can spin the baseball. We're familiar with him. When he's healthy, he's can get lefties and righties, and he's, his ability to take the baseball, obviously. He's throwing bullpens. So hopefully, here pretty soon we could he starts facing some live batters, and then we'll continue to move from there.
All right, Carlos. Thank you.
Yep, you got it.